Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way this works. You have to be part of the solution. And again, I say to you, as I have said over and over and over again, right, head over to the website, joemessina.com. You can get informed, you can watch live, you can listen live. There's a lot going on there, a lot happening. And do get informed. I've got some great guests on the show. So you know how to step out. You know how to take care of business. You know how to be able to have a conversation with somebody else. Instead of putting up with all this tomfoolery going on around you. Anyway. It just amazes me the arguments that I shouldn't say the arguments, that's not right. The conversations I have with people who, you know, don't have the ammunition to fight back, the mental ammunition. It's always amazing to me. You know, right away this shooter tonight or today that everybody's talking about. You know, and he had to be a right-wing lunatic. He had to be, you know, I mean, again, they're so sure, or are so sure, that he has to be a Trump follower. Well, why go there right after the shooting? Why do that? You know, when the parade shooter... His parents have decided to finally speak out. The kid loved violence. That's all he was on his computer at home, on his phone. This is what he lived for. This is what he lived watching, lived seeing. The parents of Robert Bobby Cremo, this is the suspect in the mass shootings that killed 7 people. Their parents released a statement through the attorneys. Says, we're all mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers in this terrible tragedy. For many families, the victims and parade goers, the community in our own hearts, and prayers go out to everybody. Now, that's great. I don't know. I'm not going to get. I always promise myself I'll wait a few days to talk about this stuff, and we should. Because you really don't know what the truth is. You won't know what the truth is until you start getting some information. We still don't know the truth on the Texas shootings. Right? So you have to be, you've got to get informed first, or we'll end up looking like jack wagons too. All right, back to what we were going to talk about before. City of Orlando somehow decided it needed to apologize for the hateful July 4th message they put out there. Right? They actually put out a hateful announcement asking why anyone would even want to celebrate the holiday. lot of people don't want to celebrate our nation right now. And we can't blame them when there is so much division, hate, and unrest. Why on earth would we want to have a party celebrating any of it? Well, are you really celebrating the hate, division, unrest that is spewed? Really? Because we've never been divided country before. I mean, maybe they should go back and look. What was that war? Oh, the Civil War. Yeah, right. I think we were a little divided then, too. It continues on to say, but in all seriousness, you know, in your heart, 4th of July fireworks are amazing, especially when you are standing in 90-degree heat, 100% humidity, next to 100,000 of your closest friends. In that moment, something takes over. We all become united in one inexplicable bond. Why can't we go down the road of, in that moment, you realize all the fighting that went on, right, to make this a country. You realize what the framers gave up to make this a country. For the future, they knew it was going to be them partaking of all the freedoms. They even said it. So you really do have to pay attention to what they said. Read their letters. Know what was in their minds and hearts. So as you're standing there in the 90% heat, in 90-degree heat, 100% humidity, next to 100,000 of your closest friends, the thing that should take you over in the moment is not the beauty of the fireworks, because that's momentary. That's not long-lasting. What should take you over is the emotion from what our founding fathers did, what our framers did, the families that they gave up, the businesses they gave up, the lives that were lost. And when the Brits showed up, even though there was division in the camp, everybody was on the same page. The city goes on to say that America is in strife right now, but you know what? We already bought the fireworks. Well, there's a good reason to set them off, don't you think? City of Orlando received a great deal of criticism from people who love their country and want to celebrate its birthday, many of whom served in the U.S. military. Well, that's the other thing. They keep smacking these people around, keep treating them like crap in an effort to brave men and women who sacrificed it all to protect the freedoms and the individual liberty we enjoy today. The Florida GOP said on Twitter, responding to the announcement, "We live in the greatest nation in the world, and it's a shame that these Orlando leaders don't understand." We do. We live in the greatest nation on the planet. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation to the point where you can call in, you know, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Chat room on the website. There's all kinds of ways for you to get involved, get engaged, and truly, not kind of, sort of, but truly be involved. All right. I love this. I love some of this stuff that we're going. I was talking about how the city of Orlando was asking why we're even celebrating this day. Orlando, right? Isn't that where Disneyland is? Disney World, Disneyland, whatever. And they're truly talking about, with all the division, apparently not knowing anything about our history. And not really understanding that when they take swipes at the country like this and saying some of the things they're saying, They got a lot of men and women who served in the U.S. military to live down there. This is a total affront. This is a total in your face to the men and women who sacrificed it all, sacrificed for our freedoms, for our individual liberty, the liberties that we still enjoy today. We live in the greatest nation in the world. I know I'm going to sound terrible here. I'm going to say it anyway. I especially challenge the women who think that they live in a terrible country, that they're being oppressed here. Go move to Iran. Move to the Saudis. Move to those countries that you think you'd have so much more freedom in. Right? Let me know how that works out for you. You know, and it's a total in your face to them. But see, we're not brought up anymore. We don't think about the emotions of the other. It's all about me. It's a me generation. It's all about me. How do I feel? How does this make me feel? What's going on in my life? What's going to happen to me? This is the way they talk. Now, you think about some of these other people. I mean, some of our fighter pilots are military people. They're not thinking about me. They're out there thinking about you. They're fighting for you. They're fighting for the freedoms of others. Why should they get in the way of a bullet to do that? Right? So again, while these people are Facebook warriors, well, they believe that anything that they say is real, right, and we should just adhere to it. You know, you got to say, who raised these kids? And then later on in the afternoon, the city of Orlando put out a press release. The city of Orlando sincerely regrets the negative impact our words had on some of them in our community. The apology goes on to say, we understand that these words offended some of our residents, which was not our intent. We value freedoms we have in this country. We're thankful to be men and women who have fought and continue to fight. Oh, yeah, we got caught quick. Somebody come up with something. And he concluded their statement by thanking those who had served in the armed forces for our freedoms. Wow. You see what happens when you get caught? While many Orlando residents were dissatisfied with the original announcement, one Democrat politician said, the apology was unnecessary. Y'all don't need to apologize. Your first email captured the tone of how many Americans and people in Orlando are feeling right now. It's not okay to be okay. You know what? It is okay. We know we're going to get through this. Sides are going to fight. They've been fighting for a while now. Matter of fact, it ratcheted up under your buddy Obama, but you think that was because we don't like the black man. That has nothing to do with it. There's no doubt in my mind right now he's pulling some of those strings. None. These are exactly the things he talked about wanting to do. And then now you got Joey B dodging questions. Simple questions. I think it was Tuesday, the White House dodged questions about a leaked voicemail. You know, we all heard it. President Biden purportedly left for his son, Hunter Biden, about his overseas business dealings, maintaining that any materials that allegedly originated from his son, now infamous laptop, would not be discussed. Now, President Biden repeatedly denied discussing Hunter Biden's business, constantly. But listen, this is nothing new. They lie like crazy, and then they tell you they're not lying. His son is currently under investigation for his tax affairs, right? These foreign transactions that he never claimed. It'll get put off on his attorney or CPA or whoever, right? Then daddy will give him a pardon if he gets, if somehow this goes on his record anywhere, or if he gets convicted. The White House press secretary, Jean-Pierre, was asked Tuesday about the voicemail in question, which was first reported by the Daily Mail. Went on to say, hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday. If you have a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just wanted to talk to you talk with you. I thought that the article released online is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times was good. I think you're clear. Gee, I wonder what that means. The article Biden was referring to, though, was published in the New York Times. It was in December 2018. It reported a private meeting between the chairman of a now defunct Chinese energy company and Hunter Biden in a Miami hotel in 2017. When asked about the voicemail, the communications director said, the president, first I say that what the president said stands, but he didn't say anything. So if he said that's what the president said, that's what it stands. No, I'm reading it verbatim here. That's why I got stuck a second ago because I read it thinking, oh no, there's a typo here. No, it's exactly what she said. She said, well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. She went on to say, so if that's what the president said, that is what stands. She went to the same English class that Kamala Harris went to. Right? She had to. Well, first I'll say what the president said stands. So, if the president said, then that's what stands. I'm like, I can't get it. Even when I stutter over it, I can't get it. And when she got pressed further, she goes, I'm not going to talk about alleged material from the laptop. It's not alleged. It's real. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is condemning the violence after a shooting left 7 people dead in Illinois on Monday.
We'll get better still, but not without more hard work together. But each day, we're reminded there's nothing guaranteed about our democracy. Nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it, defend it, and earn it by voting.
Police say the shooter is behind bars and faces 7 counts of murder. A suggestion from the Supreme Court marshal to limit pro-abortion activism outside of justices' homes has been sent to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, along with 2 top Democratic officials. Hogan appeared receptive to the letter, but said it was the federal government's duty to enforce statutes. A spokesperson for Youngkin said he agrees with the marshal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. Seriously. If you're not part of the conversation, you are going to be part of the problem. Because you're going to put stuff out there that isn't true, that isn't right. It's not cool. So we're talking about the White House not being able to answer questions about Joey B, Daddy B's voicemail, the Hunter. They didn't want to, obviously. I mean, she made absolutely no sense. I read the gibberish to you 3 times before we went to break. And finally, when she was pressed for an answer, she said, I'm not gonna comment on that stuff here from this podium. Right? You know, when she was asked if she was disputing it, or disputing the fact that Biden's voice is on the voicemail, she said, I'm not going to talk about it. Now, Biden administration officials and those in the president's camp, they have cast these materials that came from the laptop belonging to Hunter as disinformation. They've been saying that since 2020. Now we're finding out not only is it true, but the FBI knew about it. Everybody knew about it. And there was an ongoing federal investigation going on about it. The jury continues to investigate him. Seriously. So I'm getting a kick out of all this. I think this is hilarious. That here they have actual. Remember, Joe doesn't lie. So if he doesn't lie, what about all those things that he said in those voicemails and in those emails? Was he lying or joking around with his son? These people just don't stop. It's hilarious. The Washington State school directors decided to teach sexual pleasure class to 9-year-olds at a sex shop. These people, they have no boundaries. They have absolutely no boundaries. This is hilarious. A Washington State school board director who owns a sex shop is making headlines after announcing that she will teach sex education classes for children as young as 9 on the topics such as sexual anatomy for pleasure, safe sex practices, for all kids of all kinds of sexual activity. The class is for 9 to 12-year-olds. Who sends their kids to one of these? Hi, honey. Go have a good time and make the... I can't even go there. The class for 9 to 12-year-olds is an introduction to topics related to relationships, puberty, bodies, sexuality, and more. We focus on what makes healthy versus unhealthy friendship and romantic relationships, the science of how puberty works, consent and personal boundaries defining sex, and discussing why people may or may not choose to engage in sexual activities. All things that mommy and daddy should be talking to your kids about. Not a teacher. They don't have that right. Do not let them get away with it. We focus on what makes healthy versus unhealthy friendships. Well, wait a minute. Don't I get to decide that for my kids? Don't I get to work with them on that? Why do you get to do it? This is the stuff that makes us crazy. Mason announcer would be 4 3-hour sex education. 4 3-hour for ninth grader? Or 9-year-old, I'm sorry, not even a ninth grader. Held at Wink Wink. Wow. That's a name for a sex shop. Next month, as part of an event, build the Uncringe Academy. The classes which Mason will teach are broken down by age 9 to 12, and a class for 13 to 17-year-olds. But that'll work out well. 13 to 17-year-olds. Let your mind run wild on that one. Class topics include, what is sex? Kinds of solo and partnered sexual activities. Oh, I got to... Sexual anatomy for the pleasure and reproduction, gender and sexual identities. Safe sex practices for all kids of sexual activities, among others. The description of classes stipulates that the workshops are divided by age, and presentation of topics will vary from developmental appropriateness. Who gets to choose? Right? She's also going to hold a... Queer Youth Open Mic Night. This is just... You guys voted her in. You guys in Oregon, how do you do this? How does this happen? Do I have to apologize? Yeah, I got to apologize to Oregon. I'm sorry. This is Washington State. Now, Wink did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but... Mason defended the teaching safer sex practices for 9 to 12-year-olds in a comment to Rants. She said the lesson is one that is not generally covered as a main topic of the course, except as relates to consent, communication, and safety. Again, this is the parents' job. Teachers shouldn't be doing... I mean, look, if you parents decide to throw your kids to the wolves and send them to one of these things, I guess that's up to you. But for these teachers to go, oh, yeah, you know, you should tell your parents you should take these classes, class is good for you. It's a different feeling. It's a different mindset. There's a different trust level there. Right? Mason also describes sex as something with no set definition, arguing that one person's definition of sex could vary. See, this is back to absolutes. Absolutely not. Right? I mean, seriously. When you talk about this, they tell you really everything goes, nothing matters, don't worry about it. Well, some people think of sex as only being when a blank goes into a blank. Sex can really be any activity that a person does with themselves or others to become aroused. There's no such thing as real sex, and it's okay if your definition of sex is different from someone else's. Mason is a certified sex coach and educator. She holds classes and coaching lessons to help people work towards intimacy goals. Amazing. And these are the same people that push, as this mom did, or one mom did, against people like her. She says, middle school invited her daughter to the secret LGBTQ club, told students to keep information from the parents. This should be illegal in all 50 states. A trusted teacher, a trusted member of the community, a trusted authority figure in the community should not be telling your kids to keep stuff from them. What else is she telling them to keep from them? Macy made headlines earlier this year when Wink Wink announced Queer Youth Open Mic Night for children ranging ages 0 to 18 at the sex shop. 0 to 18. Man, in 6 months, I'm sure a kid would pick up that mic and go for it, wouldn't they? It's her way of celebrating youth pride, she said. She's holding a space and stage for young queer voices in our community. Mason serves as board director for the Bellingham School District, but the upcoming sex education classes will be held in her personal capacity as a local business owner. Yeah, because she doesn't get any kind of push or increase for you know, because she's on the board. Right? Not endorsed by the school district. I don't know how, you know what, I would find a way to make sure the parents do this. Had nothing to do with the district. Not a class they look they're into or looking to promote in any way, shape, manner, or form. Seriously. Come back from the break. Doesn't get any bit more bizarre than this. Talk a little bit about the Highland Park shooting. Some are now blaming it. It's blamed on Americans being slaves to an ancient document. They're talking about the Constitution. How the Constitution, what it's got to do with shootings, what it's got to, no, old Second Amendment, Joe. Yeah, no. No, you're way off. But what it's got to do with these shootings, slaves, and she specifically put slaves in big letters, to an ancient document, really? No, it's that document that gives you a right to say what you're going to say. Matter of fact, it gives that document that gives that teacher the right to do what she's doing and get away with it, basically. It's just amazing, isn't it? Also, when we come back, you're not going to believe some of you who don't live in the California area. I got to tell you, this is, you would think this was, this can't be true. But Newsom is touting how free you are in the state of California. You don't show. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We're back. Don't mistake your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate your involvement. I appreciate the time you get involved in the conversation, you reach out to me. Because we do. We have so much going on. We have so much to try to catch up with and make work, right? As I started to say, the Highland Park shooting was blamed on Americans being slaves to an ancient document. Georgetown professor Rosa Brooks mourned that Americans are slaves to an ancient document with regards to gun laws. This is she was on readout. That show is taking a nosedive. She's got virtually she has no listeners anymore or viewers. So law professor Rosa Brooks, she blamed the Highland Park mass shooting on Americans being slaves to the Constitution. That same Constitution that gives her the right to speak out against the government. That same Constitution, right, that mandates, you know, education for our children. Part of the education system that she's part of. Right, the same Constitution has amendments in it that gives her the right as a woman to vote. That gives her the right as a black woman to vote. I'm not gonna keep apologizing for, nor am I gonna make excuses for the sins of old or the history of this country, but we've come a long way. And we keep moving forward. We don't keep going backwards like places like Afghanistan and Iran and other places like that. We keep moving forward. But they want to be stuck in the past. They want to keep racism going. They got nothing without it. And when racism started dying off, then it was the LGBTQIA+ is now the fight. The 4th of July parade in Illinois, an armed gunman shot and killed at least 7 people, wounding dozens more. Suspect is now in police custody, she said. Now, the Redoubt host Joy Reid spoke with a panel who mourned the lives lost, called for stricter gun control. What, instead of keep talking about stricter gun control, go through them one by one and tell me what would have helped. Right? So if you say no one needs an assault, what is that particular assault weapon that was sold? What does it do? And what made it more dangerous than anything else? I don't think you can answer any of those questions. Right? No, come on, seriously, what's stricter gun control laws? See, if somebody had done their homework with this kid, if somebody had opened their mouth, that's the biggest problem, is that nobody wants to open their mouths. So when they talk about assault weapon, they can't tell you what that means. I guarantee you that woman could not tell you what she meant by assault weapon. All right? It's something the military needs. It's not something that people need. Why? What is it? Right? And whatever the mental issues the shooter here had, it's clear that he did. Even if he didn't need that gun. See, she's convoluting it. She's bouncing it back and forth. The reality was a person with mental health issues got his hands on a gun. And it didn't matter whether it was an assault rifle, an automatic pistol, didn't matter. Right? They were going to do some damage. Now, although Chicago and Highland Park gun laws are some of the strictest in the country, she decided to instead focus on the Supreme Court decision. Right? It's always funny that the places with the strictest gun control laws have the most shootings, have the most gun violence. We're now living in a world, too, and we have brought it on ourselves. We can't say, oops, it's the Russians' fault. They shouldn't have invaded us, or oops, this is Al-Qaeda, this is us, it's 100% us, it's because we are essentially slaves to a document that was written 230 years ago by a tiny group of white slave-owning men. There's the rub for them. A tiny group of white slaves, so that means none of it works. See, the funny thing about it is that they're so ignorant. I can't believe she's a professor. They're so ignorant that it's the only constitution on the face of the planet that we the people can change. That's how ignorant she is. They never talk about that. You can go back and you can change the Second Amendment. Amendments have been put out there and repealed a few times. Several liberals have called out the Supreme Court decision. They want the Supreme Court done away with. That pesky constitution done away. Can't get rid of the Supreme Court. Brooks added, we cannot break out of bondage that we have imposed on ourselves from feeling like we have to. Everything by our Supreme Court is decided in reference to the ancient document, which is just not serving us well. Then change it. This is what they do. They just bash. Change it. Right? I mean, that simple. Change it. They have amendment processes. Change it. If you're sure that the majority of Americans want these things or don't want these things, then change it. Go through the amendment process. What's the problem? In April, Reid denounced the Supreme Court as a pro-just white Christian court because they did take up issues involving religious freedom. Later on in the segment, Brooks agreed with Reid that a major issue in the country is by which one can acquire an AR-15. Really? That's the problem? Right? We give our kids no boundaries. We tell them that the blob of cells, is what we've been telling them, in the womb has no value whatsoever. That human life means nothing. The world is coming to an end. These kids aren't stupid, you know. When you tell them you're old, look, you've been telling me, I'm 62 years old, and you've been telling me since I was in June. The world's ending in 5 years. No, it's ending in 12 years. No, it's ending in 3 years. Give me a break. It's all a bunch of hooey. The harm that people can do with things like AR-15, she says, is staggering. You talk to military veterans, talk to police officers. No, they're not the same ones. So basically what she said, she wants to do away with any kind of semi-automatic. Right? Somebody in the chat room just said, Article 5's convention states. I don't know if it's a dead deal. I really don't. I know that they're pumping away trying to make it happen. I know they're awful darn close. I would not, though, say that it's a dead deal. Some of you don't know what convention states is. Just go to conventionstates.com. And I don't know what military veterans they're talking to or police officers. Right? These weapons are used for legitimate purposes. Matter of fact, if you just do a little search of the AR-15, protecting yourself with an AR-15, you're going to see all kinds of stories where people in stores. It's not like you see in the movies. Why should people get educated? You see in the movies, they grab this rifle that looks like an AR-15. They pull the trigger once and it's like spraying bullets all over the place. It doesn't work that way. And it's always, the gun is always used for mass slaughter. You ever notice that? It's only used to kill people. Actually, that's not true. It's used to hundreds and... Actually, last article I read was over 180,000 times in this country in 1 year that a pistol, a gun, or whatever was used to thwart off maybe a mass shooting. But definitely to put somebody... hold somebody at bay from shooting anyone. Well, while we were having our 4th of July celebration, when we talk about liberty and freedom, tensions were rising across the Pacific Ocean. Japan spotted Chinese and Russian warships near the disputed East China Sea islands. Now, Japan's defense ministry said a Chinese frigate sailed inside the contiguous zone, just outside of Japanese territorial waters. Beijing also claims and calls, I can't pronounce this word, but Beijing says they own those waters. Even though it's right off the Japanese coast, right? That sighting came just 40 minutes after a Russian frigate had also entered the waters for more than an hour. It was not immediately clear what was behind the latest Chinese-Russian military activity. But Japanese defense officials mentioned the possibility that the ships may have been here to avoid a typhoon. Might have been here to avoid a typhoon. I mean, listen, China has fully militarized those islands in the South China Sea. It's not maybe, sort of. They can protect those islands easily from the islands. Deputy Chief Cabinet Secretary Seiji Kihara said that Japan launched a protest expressing grave concern to Beijing over the incident. The Senkaku Islands are an inherent part of Japan's territory historically and under international law. The government will deal with the matter calmly but firmly to protect the Japanese land. Good for them. There was no violent territorial waters, he said, but noted that the Chinese incursion into the contiguous zone was the fourth. Look it. They know we won't engage. That's why they're doing this. They've got absolutely nothing to worry about. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Don't do anything stupid. Get informed, then engage. But please engage. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.